Hi, Margaret, how are you?
Every time the phone rings, Marie is terrified.
Not a bother.
She's afraid she'll blurt out where she is.
Listen, I'll give you a ring back in a little while, OK?
Marie is in Terminal 2, behind the railings in arrivals.
Thanks, Margaret. Bye-bye.
Waiting on one of her children.
My daughter from Australia.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, she's coming home for Christmas.
Oh, you must be excited, are you?
Delighted, actually, yeah, I am.
How long has she been out there?
She's out there 18 months. I'm the only one that knows she's coming.
Really?
Yes, I was sworn to secrecy.
So tell me what's going to happen.
Just land her at home in big shock.
At 5:30 in the morning, most of the other people there are the same age as herself.
Waiting on my son.
Where is he coming from?
Boston.
Has he been there long?
Well, he left last March and saw him in June, but I haven't seen him since, so very excited.
Are you?
Yes, very. Oh my God, I haven't seen my baby in so long.
Where did you come from?
Leitrim.
Leitrim.
We're up a tree to be here. The excitement was building up.
Was it?
Yeah.
Does your mother know?
No.
Doesn't she?
No.
You're joking.
Marie has met another woman who's keeping the same secret.
It's hard to hold it in. I mean, I'd be opening my mouth and I'd be going, ah.
I know.
You love surprises.
I do, yeah. I love surprises. I've been sworn for the last 2 months about this.
Where did they think you are at the moment?
Visiting a friend.
That could mean anything.
It could, yeah.
They think you're having an affair.
Not at all. Not at all.
Did you do any particular preparations at home for his arrival?
It's just redoing bits and pieces, changing carpet, you know, flooring, you know.
I cleaned it up. Got bleach all over me.
Oh, yeah, we've congratulations up and his room was done up.
And all the decorations are up and we switched on the lights before 5 o'clock. Yes, welcome home.
People have their iPhones out, ready to record.
Look how tall you are.
Oh, it's great to see you.
It's lovely to see you.
There was a time when being at the airport, you'd wonder if you'd recognise the person coming home. Not now. Because of new technology, people know exactly what the passengers look like.
At least you can see them on Skype. You can see their face, you can see if they're looking healthy and if they're happy or whatever. Like, with a phone call, you never know.
So if you saw that she'd lost weight or she had rings under her eyes or something like that...
Yeah, I would be very worried.
Yes, Skype is fantastic. Like, the other night I was able to see that, you know, his laundry was all over the place. I was still able to give out to him about that.
You did not?
Not really, but, you know, could make the odd comment.
Or if she's saying, I want something, you can take the computer up and say, is this what you want, or is this what you want?
Sometimes we'll just sit her in the sitting room and I'll be there just having the crackings if she's in the room. We've done it at parties. She's sat in a corner and just looked at everyone and had the crack with us. So it's as if she's in the room most of the time.
And are there times that Skype isn't good enough?
Oh, definitely, yeah. One of her friends died and Skype doesn't do it for something like that. You need to have a hug or...
There's certain little times when certain things that would be happening or you'd be doing and you'd say, oh, Siobhan would love that now. One of them in particular was when I was picking peas in the tunnel and she loves homegrown peas. And I even Skyped her that day and I says, oh, I was thinking of you, Siobhan, today I was picking peas. And she says, oh, I'd love to have had a mum. She said, yeah.
Tell me what you're looking out for on Skype.
An engagement ring.
Really?
Yeah, but we haven't seen it yet. I just knew. She's only five weeks pregnant. I just knew she was.
She knew
So I was like, that bridesmaid's dress better fit now.
People are leaning over the railings and half of them have Santa hats on. There's a baby there with a little polar bear onesie and then there's banners everywhere. Handmade, homemade banners.
Can I see your poster as well?
Oh,
fantastic. And you just put all the stickers on them and everything. What's your name?
Emma.
Emma. And what age are you, Emma?
Three.
You're three. And what's your name?
Tori.
Tori. And what age are you, Tori?
Eight.
And did you help her make the poster?
No.
Could you describe to me what you're wearing?
Mr. Penguin.
Jumper.
The Christmas penguin. And some Christmas lights and some tinsel.
Two balloons. One says what?
Welcome home.
Welcome back.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's going to be mortified?
Yeah,
that's the plan.
You're in a Santa outfit. Oh, look, you've Ugg shoes that are red Ugg shoes. Is that right? And you've
Santa dress, Santa hat.
And
welcome home balloons.
It's like a TV game show. The doors from the baggage area slide open to reveal the passengers and their trolleys, like new contestants. Most push on through the open area in front of the crowd at the railings. One tourist waves as if the crowd are there just for him. Children aren't so sure. The doors slide open. Three children in identical American football jerseys emerge and stop. It's as if they've accidentally walked out on stage in front of an audience. And in a way, they have. Airport arrivals are the most intense little theatres in Ireland. The people behind the railings behave like a crowd at a show, wary, afraid to get involved, until something breaks the tension. A large family group in Santa hats goes crazy when the doors open and everyone at the railings turn to look and see how to welcome someone home with gusto.
Oh my God, it's
we'll be so busy watching you, we'll be so proud.
The first show of emotion and everybody's just a little bit more buzzed, a little bit more excited, a lot more smiles. The first people to let go. The passengers come out in agonising ones and twos, agonising for those waiting at the railings. Finally, it seems they're coming in a rush, including Marie's big secret,
Siobhan!
Her daughter.
Not too bad. How are you?
Not too bad.
I got him.
My mother has just walked past me and she's holding on to her son. And he's about twice her height. And she's rubbing his chest as she's walking.
At long last, we got them.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.